The Walt Disney Company's refusal to release the Michael Moore film, Fahrenheit 911, illustrates tensions between Disney and the subsidiary that produced the picture, Miramax. As NPR's Kim Masters reports, that animosity raises questions about Miramax's future.
Perhaps no other film studio stirs as much ambivalence in Hollywood as Miramax. The company, founded by brothers Harvey and Bob Weinstein, is known for seemingly contradictory qualities, ruthlessness in business, and a golden touch when it comes to picking films that win Oscars. In many cases, Miramax has championed movies that no major studio would have made, like Shakespeare in Love.
Romeo, Romeo, a young man of Verona. A comedy by William Shakespeare.
My lady! Who's that? Will Shakespeare.
Life is beautiful.
Ah! Buongiorno, principessa!
Incredibile.
And Chicago.
Come on, babe, why don't we paint the town? And all that jazz, I'm gonna rouge my knees and roll my stockings down. And all that jazz.
Peter Biskind is author of Down and Dirty Pictures, a book about the rise of independent film that is, by necessity, largely about Miramax. He says it's hard to conceive of Miramax without the Weinsteins.
They're totally identified with the company. The company is named after their mother and father, Miriam and Max. And, you know, it's almost impossible to think about Miramax without them, or them without Miramax.
The Weinsteins have made many enemies over the years with their hardball business tactics. They've irritated Disney by moving away from small and quirky films to big-budget pictures like Gangs of New York and Cold Mountain. And budgets are only one factor in Miramax's ongoing battles with its parent company. The Weinsteins are fighting over autonomy and compensation, and all these quarrels are coming to a head as their contract to run Miramax is set to expire next year. The brothers cannot escape the fact that Disney owns their company 100%, as Disney chief Michael Eisner pointed out just last week. That means Disney could get rid of the Weinsteins simply by letting their deal lapse. Peter Biskind.
It would be like one of these, like, you know, classic car wreck situations where people would watch from the sideline with their mouths open, gaping at it.
Dropping the Weinsteins might cost Disney a lot of goodwill in Hollywood. Despite the bullying that led filmmakers to give Harvey Weinstein the nickname Harvey Scissorhands, the Weinsteins still have many admirers. Among their most passionate defenders is Kevin Smith, director of films including Chasing Amy and Dogma. Smith says he wouldn't want to work at Miramax without the Weinsteins.
The notion of keeping Miramax without Harvey and Bob is kind of like keeping Catholicism but taking Christ out of it.
But Eisner seems confident. He's lost Disney's deal with animation powerhouse Pixar and survived. He might even get Pixar back. And a source familiar with his thinking says he's not convinced that the Weinsteins are the only ones who could run Miramax. Smith disagrees.
It's just ridiculous. Those two dudes built that company. They are that company.
Representatives for the Weinsteins say they've offered to buy the company back, but so far, Disney isn't interested. Even if Eisner changed his mind, Disney would certainly demand a rich price. Eisner could let the Weinsteins buy the Miramax name and projects in the works, but the Weinsteins would lose the crown jewel, that library of Oscar-winning films. And author Peter Biskind adds that it's hard to figure out how the brothers could find another big partner. All the studios already have independent film divisions. And Biskind says any studio is likely to demand that the Weinsteins return to their original strategy of making smaller movies. That's exactly what Disney wants. For all these reasons, Biskind thinks the adversaries might just be practicing high-stakes brinksmanship.
It's like Khrushchev's Navy sailing towards Cuba, or at least the Hollywood version.
There is still time before the final showdown. And in this case, fortunately, neither adversary has real nuclear capability. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.